You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A research spacecraft orbiting Saturn is set to be disposed within the planet's atmosphere 20 years after it was launched. NASA's Cassini is now running low on propellant, and with concerns the probe could contaminate one of Saturn's moons, it has been committed to a death spiral, which will conclude in September. Dr. Brad Tucker, an astronomer at the Research School of Astronomy and Astrophysics at the Australian National University, said despite the send-off, Cassini has been more than successful and will likely inspire future launches.
It was Cassini that discovered that Titan has rivers and lakes. So, you know, to Titan, the moon of Saturn has rivers and lakes. Now, it's ammonia, but we can see that. And in fact, it did a very close flyby last week on the 21st, and you can actually see what we believe is an ocean now on Titan.
And is there anything else? I mean, what kind of competition, I guess, does the Cassini have? Are there any other spacecraft that have done the same thing, or is this really it?
For Saturn, no, right? So, you know, we had Voyagers that did flybys, the gas giants, but they just kept going out. So Cassini and the other probe, Higgins, the Higgins probe, which landed on Titan, were the first dedicated Saturn missions. So you might remember 2 years ago, Juno was launched, Juno to go study Jupiter.
Yeah.
And Juno was inspired because of the success of Cassini. Everyone said, hey, look, we are learning so much about Saturn. Let's do the same thing for Jupiter. And now we realize we've learned too much. So they're building another probe. One of them's called the Titan Clipper. To go and explore dedicated the moons of Saturn, hopefully with the launch in 2020.
Obviously, the Cassini is now coming to the end of its life. I mean, and there are concerns that if it's not, you know, put down, I guess, that it could crash into a nearby moon and contaminate
it. I like the term of put down. That's exactly right.
Because
we know that Enceladus and Titan, you know, I would say there's at least a 1 out of 2 chance one of them hosts some sort of life right now, but we don't have that evidence yet. We just see that it's likely. We don't want to contaminate it because we know it's likely to have bacteria or something from Earth on it, so the best way is to have it destroyed into Saturn. And that the benefit of this, too, is, right, we always ask that question, what is inside Saturn? Well, we can actually see inside Saturn. So, you know, Cassini will allow us to see inside Saturn until it is eventually crushed like a tin can.
Right. And in that death spiral, I think it's been described, we'll also get closer to Saturn than we've ever been before, right?
Yeah, the images that they just released this morning from the first successful flyby were the closest images. It's flown closer than a lot of our satellites fly to the Earth, to put it in perspective. You know, it is that close. And the death spiral at the end will just spiral into the atmosphere, so we'll be inside the planet, and we never have.
At the 1997 launch was Otago Museum Director Dr. Ian Griffin, who was working at a science museum in Florida at the time. He said the launch of the Cassini was a hugely significant feat of space exploration.
This was, you know, the first probe sent to Saturn to orbit Saturn. There'd been a couple of probes that had flown past Saturn before, but this was a really important launch, and the ambition, you know, knowing it was going to be launched in 97 and it wasn't going to arrive at Saturn for 7 or 8 years, it was just an amazing experience. And obviously launching a spaceship to Saturn, you don't do it on a small rocket. So it was one of the biggest rockets that launched out of Cape Canaveral. And the really amazing thing about it was that the launch took place pretty much in the middle of the night from memory. So I was standing atop a museum roof some 20 kilometers away from the launch site. And then when the rocket lit, it was like the whole nighttime became day and this fiery tower of light shot up into space. And it was one of the most amazing things that I saw when I lived in Florida, remembering that I saw quite a few shuttle launches as well. But because of the size of the rocket and the importance of the mission, I think it still sticks with me to this day.
Yeah, no, that certainly sounds like an amazing scene. I mean, now, you know, 20 years down the track, it seems like we're saying goodbye. Are you disappointed by this?
I'm not disappointed. I mean, I'm sad because I think it's a mission that has transformed our understanding of Saturn. You know, some of the discoveries that have come out of Cassini and some of the things that they did, because remember, not only has this probe been orbiting Saturn for the best part of 10 years, it's also managed to kind of land a probe on one of the moons of Saturn. And the images that it sent back have really transformed our understanding. So, you know, as an achievement by human beings, it's a phenomenal success. But, of course, you know, it's running out of thrust of fuel. And just to make sure that it potentially, I mean, obviously, there's some idea that potentially there might be some kind of life on some of Saturn's moons. And to avoid any chance of, you know, Earth-based material contaminating that, they're going to burn it up in Saturn. And that seems like a very sensible end of mission way to go about. But having said that, you know, in the last 3, 4, 5 months of this mission, diving through the rings, they're going to send back some incredible information. So, you know, I think it's nice to know that it's going out in a blaze of glory, really.
You've been keeping, I guess, in touch or keeping tabs on Saturn over the years. What is it that, I mean, is it this launch that gave you a special interest in the planet? What about Saturn, fancy?
Oh, Saturn is, I mean, for me, I was an amateur astronomer before I studied astronomy. Saturn is the most beautiful planet. I mean, when you first see Saturn through a telescope, I defy anybody not to be moved by the experience, because when you look at it and you see this little tiny orb surrounded by this incredible system of rings, it just brings a smile to your face because it's absolutely fascinating. You start thinking, well, how does that work? So I think Saturn as a planet has always been something that fascinated me. But actually, as I say, being there as Cassini launched back in 97, I do feel kind of intrinsically linked to it. And it's, you know, it's a billion kilometer journey to get to Saturn, and to actually have seen the start of it, and actually also now 20 years later seeing the results come back, I do feel that, you know, part of my life is going to disappear when Cassini burns up in September. But on the other hand, I do think, wow, it's done some amazing some incredible science, and that will be the legacy of the project.
Yeah, so a bittersweet moment almost.
Absolutely, yes. But I mean, I think out of this will come future missions. I mean, I'm sure we will want to go back to Titan and learn more about the mysterious methane oceans, and maybe, you know, who knows, find strange life forms there. So I think, you know, it's one of these things that whenever you launch something as ambitious as Cassini, you never know what you're going to find. And the results that we've got making us ask new questions and want us to go back to the Saturnian system to find out more. So really, you know, yes, I'm sad that it's going, but by golly, it's given us some new questions to ask.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.